claims it is not responsible for a huge car bomb explosion today that killed more than 80 people, wounding over 350 in the capital city, Kabul. That powerful bomb exploding near the German embassy at the peak of morning rush hour. The Taliban says it condemns untargeted attacks that caused civilian casualties. There has been no word from ISIS. A U.S. missile intercept test being called a success by the Pentagon, which says one missile successfully intercepted and destroyed an intercontinental ballistic missile. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free 6-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
After discontinuing performances by orca whales, SeaWorld San Diego today unveils two new attractions to replace those killer whale shows. Ocean Explorer is a submarine ride that they say travels through aquariums. Orca Encounter will feature an educational video and then an appearance by the whales, though officials say the orcas will no longer be performing tricks and the trainers will not be riding them. The park decided to discontinue the long-running performances after getting backlash from the documentary Blackfish, SeaWorld also vowing to stop breeding orcas in captivity. A well-known California congressman is being criticized for his behavior during a protest yesterday outside one of his offices. Jason Campadonia explains.
On Tuesday, dozens of people gathered outside the Vista office of Republican Congressman Daryl Issa. When the group, San Diego Indivisible, started the Daryl Issa Your Toast rally, Issa climbed to the roof of his district office. The wealthiest member of Congress took a few pictures of the protesters and then tweeted a photo with the caption, "Spent the morning talking with constituents."
NASA's preparing to detail its so-called mission to touch the sun. NASA's already said a probe is going to launch in the summer of 2018 and will orbit within 4 million miles of the sun's surface, facing heat and radiation unlike any spacecraft in history. More details coming shortly. The announcement to be carried on NASA TV. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 12:03. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, the temperature is 60 degrees. Well, 70 degrees. It just changed. 50% chance of precipitation today. It's overcast skies. Today is the last day of May. We had mostly cloudy late this morning, then becoming mostly sunny. Areas of fog later this morning and a slight chance of showers, thunderstorms with patchy drizzle late this morning. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, warmer with highs close to the high 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, patchy fog after midnight, and lows in the mid-50s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Patchy fog tomorrow in the morning, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 70s, winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. On Friday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mid-70s, chance of rain 40%. Saturday, a chance of showers in the morning, and then partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, a chance of rain is 40%. I think that's just for the morning, so community day should be dry, according to the forecast right now. Showers likely and highs in the lower 70s on Sunday, chance of rain 60%, and on Monday the 5th, mostly cloudy with showers likely mainly in the morning, highs in the lower 70s. Temperatures in our area. It is 70 in Raritan, 66 in Lebanon, 74 in Hampton, 67 in Frenchtown, 68 in Kingwood. That is Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077, or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's, Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. That means I have my master's in counseling, and I'm nationally certified in counseling, and I am licensed by the state of New Jersey to practice counseling. The main reason that I have and that I do Counselor's Chat is to promote good mental health, to remove the stigma around mental health, having people who are struggling with life issues, not just what we consider mental illness. And generally speaking, counselors don't say mental illness. So we really say mental health. We do deal with people with things like schizophrenia and paranoia and personality disorders. And we also deal with issues around depression and anxiety. addiction, family matters, career counseling, school counseling, addiction counseling. So there's many things that we do as counselors. And as counselors, we have been educated in the field of counseling. We do know about social work. Social work is not our focus. We are not social workers. We are more aligned to clinical psychologists. So if you're looking for counseling, you would want to search out a licensed professional counselor. Excuse me. We also have a lot of laws and ethics that we must follow. And the difference between being a coach, and some people like to go to a life coach. It sounds better, I think, than going to counseling. A life coach does not have the education, the training. You don't have to have a master's. They're not licensed. They don't even have to have insurance. By law, I have to have insurance to practice. In other words, I am insured, malpractice insurance. A coach doesn't need that, which I think is kind of dangerous for coaches, because if someone feels that they've been mistreated or abused in some manner, the coach doesn't really have any recourse and can lose a lot. And so it's in the coach's best interest to have malpractice insurance. And the other thing, too, is being licensed. A coach is not regulated by a governing board, where a licensed professional counselor is. And lastly, as a licensed professional counselor, I am an out-of-network provider personally, but that means my clients can go to their insurance companies and get reimbursed for services. Other licensed professional counselors take insurance, so that if you have a particular insurance that your counselor takes, then you just pay your copay, which that is also something you cannot do with a coach. So my topic for today, and I talk about this periodically, and sometimes I don't know what I'm going to talk about, and something gets triggered. And this morning, what got triggered was about marijuana, and partially because there was something on my email about how marijuana affects the brain. And we are at an interesting pivotal point, I will say. And what I mean by that is there is a huge push to making marijuana legal. And there are some reasons why people are pushing for that. So one of the reasons is medical marijuana. What is that? Why is that possibly important? Other reasons that people might use marijuana, hemp and hemp seeds and other areas where they are, hemp rope and fabrics. And yeah, sure, absolutely. I mean, we don't smoke cotton. But that's also a plant. But I also want to talk about from a perspective of a counselor. Now, I am a licensed professional counselor, as I said. I am not a licensed drug and alcohol counselor. And one of the things that I want to say about that, because you might say, well, you know, I'm not a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, what would I know? As a licensed professional counselor, I needed to take at least one master's level course in addiction counseling. It's the same body that gives me the license to be a licensed professional counselor that would give someone to be a licensed drug and alcohol counselor. When I became a counselor over 30 years ago, there was no license for a licensed drug and alcohol counselor. There was a certificate. My master's, if I were to say if you can have a focus, was in addiction. So not only did I take one course, I took about 5 courses in addictions in my master's program. I've also taken many courses in the American Medical Association drug and alcohol. So I have certifications from them. In addition, I worked at the Good News Home for Women, which some of you who are in the Hunterdon County area may be aware of, which is a drug and alcohol long-term rehab for women. And I also worked at a place called Crawford House, which is a halfway house for women, also long-term treatment. I was there about 11 years. I was their program director and their executive director. So for the first half of my career, I worked in the drug and alcohol field. And the only reason that I did not move forward to get my license is that it's redundant. I already have a license, same governing body, same licensure committee. So with that being said, I wanted to say that I am not a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, but my experience heavily weighs in the drug and alcohol field. And many of my clients are still in either entering recovery, early recovery, long-term recovery, have family members who are struggling with addiction, they themselves struggling with codependency, adult children of alcoholics. So I have a huge range of people that have been affected by addictions in their lives. So based on that, I want to talk a little bit more about marijuana. As many of you know, it is a plant. Some say it's an herb. Marijuana is usually dried leaves, flowers, stems, and seeds from the hemp plant, the cannabis stevia plant. It contains the mind-altering chemical THC and other compounds. It is one of the most commonly used illegal drugs in the United States. And yes, it is, federally speaking, illegal. More than 11 million young adults between the ages of 18 and 25 use marijuana per year. And the rate is increasing amongst middle and high school students, and also young adults and into older adults. So we're talking just about a small group where they're saying 11 million. So marijuana can be smoked. It can be turned into an oil or wax, or even a hard solid. It could be smoked. It could be eaten. It could be made into a tea. People use it in cooking. People can use vaporizers using a marijuana liquid extract. So there's many ways that people ingest it. And they report positive effects of the drug. And I will say this, there has not been any reported known deaths to an overdose of marijuana. So as a consequence to that, people say, it's not that bad. It's actually better than alcohol because people can die of alcohol poisoning. And generally that doesn't happen when you use marijuana. That they say marijuana can help you relax. Well, that's true. It can. And so can heroin. And so can alcohol. And not so much cocaine, but yes, there are many drugs that can help you relax. It gives you that quote-unquote high. It's reported to ease things like anxiety and promote a sense of well-being within minutes of smoking. Excuse me, allergies. It is reported to increase creativity. To help with focus, which again helps to enhance creativity. It's a pain reliever. So it sends messages to your brain saying, ease off the pain. It can be applied topically, but I'm going to say most people don't do that when they have pain. Heroin also helps with pain. And there it helps with sleep. Helps you sleep more deeply. Studies have linked poor deep sleep with a variety of health issues, including Alzheimer's. So it helps you sleep and it gives you an overall feeling of bliss. Kind of like what someone would feel on a runner's high. It helps you feel more joyful. So it's in a chemically induced sense of bliss and joy. It increases appetite. So that's something that we know, you know, the munchies. So if someone struggles with appetite, some they may take marijuana, increase their appetite. It is said to have powerful antioxidants, which is essential for recovery to damaged cells in our bodies. It's said to have anti-aging properties. Again, with the antioxidant aspects of marijuana, it may help reduce the danger of free radicals in your system, which may help slow down the aging process and increase the quality of life. Less depressed, less anxious, sleep better, less pain, helps me with daily stress, helps relieve symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, help relieve the pain of cancer, epilepsy, and other degenerative disorders. Helps fight against pain, improves the mood. It sounds really wonderful. Now, as I sort of advertise in my program, this is the counselor's perspective. So I will give you my perspective. While all these things may be true, they do apply to other drugs that are addictive. And we have an epidemic of addiction. Marijuana is not being, what's the word I'm looking for, monitored by the federal government and by big pharma. Now, some of them are doing some tests. But, you know I feel a lot safer if I go to my medicine cabinet and I need a Tylenol. And the Tylenol that I took now is the same in strength and quality as the Tylenol I took yesterday and the Tylenol I'm going to take tomorrow. And the same thing with any other drugs that I may take that have been prescribed to me or that I have purchased over the counter that are made by pharmaceutical companies. So one of the big concerns that I have personally with marijuana is that there is no overall monitoring of the quantity, quality, dose, strength, purity of marijuana. So you can go to the same medical marijuana outlet with your prescription from your doctor, and you may not always get the same thing. You may even grow your own. There is still no test that's going to demonstrate that you are growing because the seeds you get are different. Even if it's your own seeds that you reap from your own plants. With that, you have a greater chance of probably maintaining a particular strand. But you don't really know for sure. I don't know. I grow tomatoes. And some tomatoes are better than others, even though they're growing in my garden. And some of them are even from my own seeds, from tomatoes from last year and the year before. They still are not the same every year. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. And I'm going to be back with Counselor's Chat and talk a little bit more about counselor's perspective on marijuana, at least this counselor's perspective on marijuana.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor. And I'm bringing you this show in order to remove the stigma about going into counseling. That counseling is about mental health. It is not about mental illness. So that is why I do Counselor's Chat. And I'm talking today about marijuana. And I know that I often have a lot of pushback when I do this topic, because people in our society in general are really saying, oh, the benefits of marijuana outweigh the harms of marijuana. And that marijuana is actually safer than alcohol. Because people don't die from an overdose of marijuana. At least there have not been any known cases. Whereas people will die from alcohol. However, that does not mean that it's not dangerous. And so the excuse is often used, well, you know, it's not as bad for you as alcohol. And so it's a debate that we are having. Personally, I don't think either one of them are really healthy for you. It's a choice that you make for yourself. And there's a lot of differing opinions. Currently, alcohol is considered to cause the most harm in terms of crime rates. That studies have shown that marijuana actually lowers the rate of partner violence. That men who use marijuana are less likely to be violent towards their partner or spouse. Sounds like a really good reason, but I don't know. I have many clients, couples in my office, that yes, there is no violence, but there's no relationship either. And it's ending in divorce. Marijuana increases the odds of being in a car accident by 83%. So this means that driving and smoking is not a good idea. There's definitely effects of using alcohol while pregnant and also using marijuana when pregnant. It is a choice. Now, an occasional drink, an occasional drink is not necessarily a bad thing. There are positive things to alcohol. And I will also say, occasionally smoking marijuana is probably also not a bad thing. Occasional. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the person who uses it all the time as medication. Again, it's not monitored. So there are negative effects. One of the negative effects is paranoia. So maybe you've had just a little bit, and suddenly you're freaking out because you look too stoned. It increases anxiety. So even though I might be taking it to reduce anxiety, the reality is it actually increases anxiety. So you may have a little bit, helps calm the anxiety, you have a little bit more, and your anxiety shoots right back up again and even higher, to the point where you are now paranoid. There are studies that show that the earlier you start smoking, especially in adolescence, the risks of what it does to your brain go even higher. For those who are consuming it under the age of 16, you know, your brain is still functioning, it is still growing and developing. You have a much greater chance of developing a psychosis, schizophrenia. Especially if you have a predisposition towards something like that, you may never develop it. However, I don't know, smoking marijuana, you can trigger schizophrenia. You can have psychotic episodes. Studies show that it lowers your IQ by up to 8 points. 8 points. That's a lot. So even in that way, the way it functions in your brain, and you know your brain, and I say this to people, your brain is the most important organ in your body next to your heart and lungs. Speaking of which, the effects on your heart. For up to 3 hours after smoking, cannabis increases your heart rate. Your heart rate gets faster, and it increases the chance of having a heart attack by 5 times. You have a 5 times greater chance of having a heart attack as a marijuana smoker than a non-marijuana smoker. So if you have a pre-existing heart condition and it feels like your heart's beating too fast, don't risk it. And the effects on your lungs? The tar buildup is a huge, huge issue. Tar. Now, the tar that we are talking about is just like the tar on the streets. It's just like the tar on the roof. It's just like the tar in the parking lot. Tar. The same thing happens when you smoke cigarettes. Difference is cigarettes actually are filtered to filter some of the tar out. But the buildup of tar in your lungs and the resin that is in that tar on in your lungs eventually affects your breathing. Not only that, one of the things that happens is people who smoke pot inhale very deeply and hold it in. So part of what's happening is the smoke from the dried herbs contains thousands of tiny burnt plant particles. They stick together and they settle and accumulate in your lungs. Your lungs become black. They don't work as well. Your heart becomes enlarged because your lungs don't work as well and your heart has to work harder. Not to mention the possible molds and mildews that may be attached. You may have allergic reaction to them. You don't know if you have something that was flushed with fertilizers, pesticides, insecticides. Again, you may be lucky enough to live in a state that allows for the sale of medical marijuana, and it may be tested and found pesticide-free, but there really is no good control. And so the increased amount of lung issues as you get older. And then, of course, when you use the smoking papers that you wrap your weed around, they may have ink, bleach. Again, breathing that in. So you may have some allergic reactions to it. So, though you might get deeper sleep, you actually spend less time in that deep, rapid eye movement sleep. This is the deepest, most rejuvenative sleep that you have. So it can interfere with that. It's that time when you have more vivid dreams, which is part of why people with post-traumatic stress say it works for them. However, your brain is not processing the way it needs to process. Dreams are very important. Sleeping and dreaming is a time for growth, for healing, for regeneration. I know a lot of you who are listening may not remember. Back in the day when computers were rather new, we would go and we would work during the day, and we would have things that get printed out that are called batch cards, and they would batch the information together, and then somebody in the computer room would put them in the computer, and at night, the computer processes all of this information. So if you are working someplace and you're getting customers and you're putting them into the computer, it gets printed out in batch cards, it gets added into the computer. So the next day when you go and you look at this person, see, now if you put your information in, it's there automatically. It used to be you would put it in the computer, you would have to batch it, it would go to the main computer would process it, and so the next day it shows up on your computer when you go to look at it. If you didn't go through that batching process and the computer didn't process it, the next day you come in and the person in their order is not there because it never got batched. That is what I believe dreams are like. They help solidify, make sense of, heal. They're very important. They happen in REM sleep. I don't know, my perspective. Because the brain is so important, I believe the most. I would rather, and this is where I come from a more holistic perspective, I would rather look at holistic ways of improving brain function. And the good news is, and I've said this before, is that when we practice a particular way of thinking, we actually alter the neurons in our brain. If I think negative thoughts all day, if I think anxious thoughts all day, if I'm worried all day, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that, what if this happens, what if that happens? Oh, life is awful. I'm so depressed. I'm not creative. I can't focus on anything. And I keep doing these thoughts over and over. I am creating a huge pathway in my brain. And we call it a pathway. These thoughts, they just loop around and loop around. And they're actually called loops in our brain. That they go from the emotional center of our brain to the cognitive center of our brain. And we just reinforce, like a broken record. And for those of you who don't know a broken record, you have to hit the needle to get it move along. You have to do something different, or else it's stuck in a pattern of thinking. And so if I practice altering the way I think, eventually I'm going to create a new pathway in my brain. This takes work. Smoking marijuana does not take a whole lot of work. taking any kind of drugs does not take a whole lot of work. I need a drink because I'm stressed does not take a whole lot of work. Learning how to think about things differently, practicing mindfulness, changing attitude from negativity to positivity, practicing positive self-statements, working on gratitude, doing meditation, having good, healthy support systems. If I say to myself, the only way I'm creative is when I smoke pot, that is a thought process. If I change my thought process to say something like, I'm creative whether I smoke pot or not, as a matter of fact, I don't need marijuana to be creative. I am creative because I am creative. If I am having trouble sleeping, I may need to address that in a particular way that is not going to be damaging. And that doesn't mean taking an Aleve PM or some other over-the-counter sleeping medication, because that's not even good for you either. Studies are showing long-term effects of that may cause dementia and Alzheimer's. Sometimes we really need to make large shifts in our lifestyle. And we live in a time where we are, and I used this term before, I don't know if I used it on the show, but I've used it before, excruciatingly busy. We don't have downtime and quiet time, because when we do have a few minutes, we're on Facebook or we're looking at our texts or we're being bombarded by phone calls. We have to create quiet time. We have to create downtime. We have to create time for meditation. We have to create time for creativity. We have to create time for family time and support time. Millennia ago, when human beings were living in huts, caves, and around campfires, on average, a human being worked 20 hours a week. A week, 20. Now you'd say, why would I know this information? I was also a history major, studied anthropology, got a very broad background. Average of 20 hours. The reality is, we are not built to work the way we currently work. And the side effects are illness, mental and physical. And we look for something on the outside to fix something on the inside. It's like saying, oh, the light bulb in my house isn't working and the light bulb in my lamp isn't working. So the way I'm going to fix it is I'm going to light a candle. Well, it's sufficient. It produces light, but it's still not addressing the real problem, which is the light bulb. I'm going to need to change the light bulb or replace the lamp, not fix it with a candle. And when we use drugs and alcohol in that way, we're not fixing the problem. We're just putting on a Band-Aid. So many times what happens is people will take a painkiller because their knee hurts rather than going and getting their knee fixed. It's a cover-up.
It doesn't really work. It doesn't really address the core issue. And as a mental health provider, my goal, and I believe the goal of my colleagues, is about looking at the thing that's causing the problem and working at solutions to that rather than putting on a Band-Aid. We are the most medicated culture in the world. Prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, illegal drugs. They are consuming our life. They are causing an epidemic. I fully believe that marijuana is a gateway drug. You don't know if you get something laced with something. Next thing you know, you're using heroin or some other drug. In the state of New Jersey, 12% of people who enter treatment claim to be addicted to marijuana. I have clients in my office who want to stop and struggle with stopping because they are addicted to marijuana. It affects their life, it affects their mood, it affects their health, it affects their relationships negatively. For adults who are looking to have children, it affects sperm, it affects eggs. Marijuana can be, it's fat soluble, it can be in your system for up to a year. If you want to get pregnant, a year. You want to have a healthy child? So all of the benefits that I listed, relaxation, we could do meditation, creativity, need some focus on that, make create some time, pain relief, I don't know, take a Tylenol, sleep, warm glass of milk, melatonin, look at the way that your habits of getting ready for bed, a sense of bliss, change negative thinking to positive thinking, appetite. Okay, well, appetite control, I may need to have some internal self-control, or if I don't eat very well, it's about making healthier choices, find out what might be going on. Increase quality of life, again, that can be done through the way you think about something. So I can talk quite a bit about marijuana. I am personally, and I'm going to say professionally, against marijuana. I have seen the way it has affected a lot of my clients, and I don't say that it's or see that it's positive. So I need to end the show for today, and I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat. In addition, this weekend, Saturday, there is the Community Day at the Hunterdon County 4-H Fairgrounds. I will be there doing my show with Steve Roll. We're going to be talking about post-traumatic stress disorder and other things about mental health. So please join us at the fair that's sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. And if you are interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.alterolcounselor.com. That's alterol with two L's, counselor, O-R.net, I'm sorry. Or follow me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So I wish you a good week and good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.